Hey, this is June 17th, and the topic this month is love.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. Last week we talked about this, about beholding you through the eyes of love. And has everyone remembered that you have to put your love glasses on? That we're looking always through a filter. And if you put your love glasses on, then you're looking through that filter of love and you see things in a different way. Anything that you're seeing in front of you, you're seeing because of what's in your mind, not because of your eyes. Your eyes see nothing. It's the mind that sees and does everything. So, when you learn to change your attitudes, your viewpoints, your beliefs, and your opinions, then your world changes because you see the world the way you are, not the way the world is. So whatever is going on in your mind at the present moment is how you are conceiving the world. So if the world is not looking good to you, it's because something in your thinking. So we learn how to change that, and we learn that the world is a wonderful place to live in. Yes, there's tons of things going on. I get email after email about the oil spill in the Gulf. What can we do about that? We have to see the oil spill not doing it. We have to see it stopping. We have to know that there's a solution to that. And we have to also place no blame on the oil company or anything. As soon as we place blame on something, then we're seeing the world through that filter of blame. And the world wants you constantly to put on blame glasses and not love glasses, because the world teaches blame, it teaches shame, it teaches guilt. We're not here in this teaching or in this world to have those things. The thing that we think about the most is this thing, this presence, this power, this intelligence, this energy that we call God. We have to start realizing that this thing loved us so much and still continues to love us so much, always holds us in the highest of esteem. So it never holds guilt, shame, or any of those things against us. When those things are happening, we are the one that's causing that. So to ask God to help you with those things is not a very good idea, because God has no idea what you're thinking about or what you're talking about. So if you're asking God for help in those areas, you're not going to get help. You have to know that you're already whole and complete and perfect, and that's the way God sees you. So if you're not holding yourself in the highest esteem and loving yourself all the time, you please start doing that for yourself. So with that said, Paula, would you read this?
I love myself.
And I love myself. We have to bring this into our consciousness. You have to feel that about yourself always. When you get upset or angry or out of sorts with yourself, you have to realize that you can correct that. That you're always trying to love yourself back to center. The center of your being is pure love. When you're not staying in your center, you're going to start to feel all those other things that are out there. You're going to get upset, you're going to get anxious, you're going to start to worry, you're going to start to feel bad about yourself, you're going to have shame, guilt, and all. When you learn to love yourself back to center, now you can communicate with this thing that we call God. Because God is pure love. God is a love that we do not understand with our little finite mind. But we do know that God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. You are the one that is doing that to yourself. Your mind is doing that. So it boils down once again to looking at the movements of your mind, realizing what those movements are, and learning to change the movements of your mind. And we can all learn to do that. But it starts with self-love. It starts with accepting yourself. It starts with appreciating yourself. And it starts with the idea that this is absolutely possible and that you have to do it. We have been taught for years and years that everything is outside of us. And we are from a Western culture. And a Western culture always is going to live on the circumference of life. It is never going to live at the center of life. You must learn to live at the center of your life. What do I mean by that? We are taught in Western society that a good education, a job, jewelry, money, house, relationships, all of those things, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You certainly should have all of those things. But that is living on the circumference of life. There are all things outside of you. And the Western culture teaches to observe life on the outside. It never teaches you to observe life on the inside. And Eastern culture is in reverse. It teaches you that the inside is where life is. We are not taught that we're inside here, that there's something going on. Most people never give a thought of what's going on inside of them. Never give a thought of what's going on inside of them. So you have to start to know that there what's going on inside of you. The energy, the intelligence, all the health that you want is inside of you. It's not on the outside. But we're always seeking something on the outside of life. And what we are seeking is love. And that's the title for this month, was the idea of love. And do we understand exactly what that is? Do we not? Many people think love is between two people. Many think love is sex. Many people think it's this, that, and the other thing. What exactly are we talking about when we are talking about love? What is love? Love is an energy. Love is an energy. Many people call it a cosmic energy. It's also a healing energy. You show me somebody that's sick and I will show you somebody that is not liking themselves at the present moment. Not liking themselves at the present moment. Now, this has been proved off and on, and someday it will be absolutely proved that all illness comes from the idea that you do not love yourself. And cancer is one of the things that takes over a body. What is cancer when we think of cancer? It's eating yourself up. Many people are eating themselves up alive on the inside. What with all the thoughts that are going on? They cannot forgive themselves. They cannot hold themselves in that highest of esteem. They cannot love themselves back to center. You have to be here in the center. And you have to be able to feel this and know that love is coming out of you all the time. You are created by this thing called God, which is love. So you were created in love, by love, for love. So you have to remember, what is my mission here? It's learning to love. But it's learning to love yourself. Learn to love yourself. Now, we made that little affirmation. I love myself. Did you take time? Or did you just say, oh, I love myself and pass it on? Did you let something filter down? Did you feel something? Did you develop a hook inside of you so that that holds on to you? You see, we're very flippant about that. Oh, yes, I love myself. Oh, of course I love myself. Yes, sir. But you have to, from the very depth of your being, from that center, love yourself. It's much more than brushing your teeth and all that kind of stuff. Although that's part of loving yourself. You must take care of the vehicle. This is the horse that you're riding through life. If you don't take care of it, it won't give you a good ride. You see, so that's up to you to take care of your body and honor that body. That's why we say it's the temple. And inside of that temple, we say, is this soul, this spirit, this thing we call God, or this love is housed in here. So what we want to learn to not only have what's on the circumference of life, we want to have what's in the center of life. And we want to come from the center. instead of looking out at life all the time, we want to look in to life and see what is going on inside of me. Once you realize that, and that's the whole idea of seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. And we're not taught that. We're taught to go for everything on the outside of life. And we know all the people that live on the circumference of life, who have the houses and the cars and this and that and the money and everything else. They are not happy individuals. They're always under something. Something's going on here, there, and everywhere. It's not helping them in the least. An example comes to my mind with this Charlie Sheen character, who is always into some kind of trouble, and apparently alcoholic and this, that, and the other thing, whatever he is. And he's making $2 million a week. So the money has not helped him in one bit to go to his center and see stuff, because if you can look at that, and we'll use him as an example only, he's living on the circumference of life. He has all the things on the circumference, but he has nothing at the center of his being. So if you learn to build up this center, and I'm pointing here, it's all through your body, but I'm just using that as an example. So you start here at your very center, and you find that love that's inside of you. And you have to love yourself. People are waiting around for somebody else to love them, and then everything is going to be all right. You must become that person. The person you want to come into your life, you must become that person. And then that person will magically appear for you. But we're always going to be working with ourselves. So, with that said, let's take a moment now and close our eyes and go to the very center of our being. And let's see there a very tiny little flame. And that little flame is flickering. And we can call it an eternal flame, because that flame is never going to go out. So that little flickering flame is inside of you. And we're going to call that love. And now we're going to start using this wonderful gift we have called our imagination. And we're going to start to see that flame at the very center of our being, here at the solar plexus. And we're going to see it getting bigger, brighter, and stronger. And we're going to say, I love myself. I appreciate myself. I accept myself. I know that I am a wonderful human being. I know that I'm a wonderful spiritual being. I know that my life is worthwhile. And each time you say something wonderful about yourself, that flame grows and grows, becomes brighter and brighter. And as you see that doing that, every time you love yourself, every time you think a kind thought about yourself, every time you say, oh, I can do that. I know I'm connected to this power. I know I'm connected to this thing called God. I know that God and I are one and the same. That flame gets stronger, brighter, and bigger. And now, just for a moment, say something mean about yourself. I didn't do that right. I should have known better. And notice right away, that flame starts to get smaller. It starts to get smaller. And this is what happens. We constantly pick at ourselves. And it becomes such a habit because the world teaches that. That we think that's part of life. To put ourselves down. And it's not. Don't put yourself down from here on out. Say wonderful, kind things about yourself. You are connected to this whole thing. You are needed. You are appreciated. You are respected. You are held in the highest of esteem. This thing called God loves you more than you can understand. You truly are the beloved in whom it is well pleased. In whom it is well pleased. Remember that. Remember that you are the beloved. And start acting as though that were so, because it is so. And see all the difference in your physical world and your mental world and your spiritual world by allowing that flame inside of you. That thing called love to grow and grow and grow. You can come back when you're ready. So what is this thing called love? It's something that's inside of you. It's something that's outside of you. It is a power, it's a force, and it's an energy. And you have the power to use that in your life. Love, as I said earlier, last week and the week before, is always the answer to everything. Is always the answer to everything. But you have to do that. Now you know that this thing loves you. Now that you know that you are the beloved. So you don't have to go around seeking love. You already have it. You already have it. So use that. The world teaches, and psychiatry teaches, that the human being wants love and needs love. And that is absolutely true. But it's only true up to a point. The main thing is, you are here to love, not to be loved. You are already loved. So the difference is, let that love come from you. Instead of expecting love to come to you. You see, the world teaches that you're waiting for love to come to you. Some enchanted evening. But you already have that. So instead of always waiting for love to come to you, you start giving love out. You start giving love out. And you will find that. Now, I think I did this once before, and I'm going to quickly go around and do it one more time. Because I want you to get the idea here that this thing called love is not what you hear in songs and not what's in books and in writing and so forth. All life is feelings. The life of the organism is feelings. This thing called love is a feeling. It's an energy. And you can give that feeling, that energy, from you to other people. So I will quickly move through the room and I will give love energy to each and every one of you. Then we will do another little exercise where you will give it back and forth to each other so that you feel that energy going through you. Because only through feeling do you understand. We have the intellect. The intellect is only that. It's only going to be in your head, not in your body and not in your heart. It's only going to be in your head. So that's why so many people get into this teaching. They read all the books and so forth. They can spout all this stuff off. But it's still in the head. And that all knowledge must move from the head to the heart. Must move. You can keep it in the head if you wish, and many people do. But that is not life, and that is not living, and that is not understanding. That is not becoming aware, you see. We have an intellectual concept of this thing called God. Many people have read the Bible up one side and down the other and all kinds of things. But they're still not nice people because they have never left it go from the head to the heart. So we're talking about feelings, which is another thing that the world does not want to talk about. When you get to talking about your feelings, then you think, oh, now I'm open and people are going to ridicule me, they're going to do this to me, they're going to do that to me. No, this is not true at all. Learn to express yourself. Learn to use these feelings. They're God-given feelings. Learn to use them. So let's do love. Let me get settled here and I will go around the room. All right. Does anyone want to say anything? You became very hot. Could you feel? You should have felt it. You could feel it. You felt it. You felt it. And I know you felt it. And how about you, Rob? Yes. This is, it's inside of us. And you have to make that decision. I'm going to give it to somebody. And it doesn't deplete you at all. You know, excuse me. Healers who say they get tired healing, they're not healing. There's no way you can get tired because it just keeps coming back to you. You say, I'm not giving anything. It's abundant. The more I give, the more keeps coming back to me. I told you about my friend Joyce Reynolds, motivator of one or a thousand. And she sends love. She can hit you with it across the room. She can do it. You can practice that. You can learn to do those things. So do you want to get some love coming up through you and moving to the other person? All right. Let's see how we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think we have enough people, don't we? All right. Move next to Rob, you and Jay, you and Monk and Paula. And put your chair in front of the other person.
It was delicious. I was trying to get to the music, but he kept sliding away from me. I said, I'm going to be on the floor here in a minute.
Yes. I was trying to sneak up on you because this one over here can kind of float away. He's got the simple. Well, you know, we have no idea. I can see him backing up off of me. Really was good for you. Listen, ask me. You meet at my place.
So let's talk about that for a moment.
What was the Lakers game? Thank you very much.
I love your comments.
Mom.
Yeah.
No relation, honest.
Yeah, there's no family.
That's good for him.
So now do you realize when I say that feelings are the life of the organism and that this power is inside of you and that you can let it out, you see? And it's a wonderful feeling. It will bring, if you're exhausted, you can bring it up and it clears that. But the main thing that you can do, I wanted you to feel this. Now that thing, but we're going to call it love, you can call it God, you can call it life, you can call it cosmic energy, whatever you want to call it. The idea is that it is there. It does exist, you see. So instead of talking about it, it's nice to say, oh, I really did feel this. Now what can you do with that? With that power? Why not if you have a headache? Why not if you have an ache or pain? Use it. The laying on of hands. I have done many things with it. You can feel the heat. You can get your hands so hot. You can feel the heat. And we've done this one where you can feel the energy between the palms of your hand. Well, all that is healing energy. You can put your hand in there now if you want, and you can feel all of it.
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can make it like taffy sometimes. Let me see. See, I can pull it. Now there's my hair's all standing up. But this is energy. This is the energy. You can feel mm-hmm. it, can't you? Yeah. So, that is what we're talking about here. So let's keep that. Practice that at home. Practice that on yourself so that you feel that energy. Then if you're down in the dumps and so forth, know that you can love yourself back to this center by doing a simple exercise like this, by connecting yourself again. When we're not at our best, it's because we have disconnected ourselves from this energy, from this power, from this thing that we call love, you see. And it is a healing power every time that it courses through your body. Because love always brings up anything unlike itself and casts it out. How many people remember that? Love casts out. That's in the Bible. Don't ask me what part of the Bible, but it's in there. So use these different things and know that from now on you're moving things from the intellect, from the head. You're moving them down into what we call the heart or the heart chakra so that you can open that and you can feel this love all around you. You can see this love all around you because that is the only thing that is real. That is what we call reality. What you see and think is reality is not reality. It is an illusion. It is a shadow. You see. So you want to think of those things. So it's done with your mind and it's done with this thing called your imagination. Now, you can say, did you just imagine that or not? Does it really matter? You see, it exists. And it exists in your mind. But mind is all there is. There is nothing but mind. How many people have been under the or heard the expression all their lives, "Oh, I know that mind over matter." Mm-hmm. Mind over, there's no such thing as matter. There's only mind. It's always mind over mind. No such thing as matter. The world teaches that it's mind over matter. I'm teaching you that it's always mind over mind. It's always your mind. It boils down to, it's a mental world we live in. We must use our mind to do this, and we must use this wonderful thing called our imagination. We were at dinner this evening, and Andy thought it was Lady Gaga singing on the television, but it didn't happen to be. But you want to tell quickly what Lady Gaga said?
Oh, somebody in an interview would ask her, like, how she, how she felt because she was now famous. And she goes, "Oh, I've been famous in my mind for years."
Hmm. You're saying, mm-hmm. All things start in mind. Mm-hmm. All things start in mind. And I've said this so many times, if you watch the different award programs, somebody will always say, "I saw myself for years, you know, before this. I knew this was going to happen because I held it in my mind." So hold those things in your mind. Forget what the world is saying. And know that this is working. This is this thing called the law of mind, the law of attraction. Whatever you want to call it, you have to know that it's the universe that we live in is always responding to you. It's always responding to you. Do you remember when and this just came into my head, do you remember when I tell you that one of the ways that you can prove any of this stuff is with the echo? Remember the echo? If you yell out, "I am great," the echo yells back, "I am great." Doesn't say, "No, you're not." And that's what the universe does. Whatever you put out there comes back to you in kind, in the kind that you send it out. That's why it's so important to put your love glasses on, or to put a filter of some sort, or know that if things aren't looking quite right, it's because of a filter that you have put on. That's a filter of thinking. That's that filter that you think of lack and limitation, that you think that you can't do something. That's merely a filter, and you can just take that filter out. Now, when I do that exercise to change my filters, I think of the eye doctor with all those little lenses that he puts in. Is this better? Is that better? Is this better? Is that better? Is this better? Is that better? And I see all those little lenses. You know, and I keep changing them till I get the one I want, so that I can see the thing the way I want to see it. You see? The way I want to see it. Not the way it is, but the way I want to see it. You see? That is the thing that Dr. Bitzer taught me when he said, I do not make the best of things. I make things the best. I do not make the best of things. I make things the best. We are the creators. We are creating that. The world teaches us to make the best of something. The world teaches us to tolerate. Tolerate in anything is not loving it. It's just tolerating it. And what did we know about the other thing that we know about the power of love? Is that if you love somebody, you see, they cannot be your enemy. Remember? How do you destroy your enemy? You love them. How do you destroy anything that's going on in your life? You start to love it, and it dissolves, it goes away. You say, "Oh, how could I love that? How could I love that?" Try it and see. It will dissolve. It will change into something. Now I'll make the biggest statement. This teaching is a teaching of transmutation. But how do you transmute something? Only through the power of love. And you see, we're always trying to transmute something without first loving it. If you love it, you will transmute into something else, and it will transmute into something else. So that boils down to that idea, change your mind, change your world, or change your life, or whatever. But they don't tell you that the power to transmute something is love. You're saying. Everyone thinks it's something else. I'll do an affirmation, I'll do a treatment, I'll do this, I'll do that, and this will change. No. Only by loving it, it will change. The other thing about this thing called love, don't waste your time, the precious time that you have, on this plane of action. Not loving yourself and not loving everything that's in your life. Not loving everything that's in your life. A year ago or more, we had that wonderful affirmation, thank you for everything. I have no complaints. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints. Love everything that's in your life, and it will multiply. Forget about the disappointments. Forget about the other things that are going on, any of the losses that are going on. Remember, nothing can be lost in the mind of God. Nothing can be lost in the mind of God. It must be returned to you or its equivalent. Now, where do we get stuck with that idea? We get stuck that once money is gone, it is gone. You must change your mind about that. Nothing can be lost in the universe. It must be returned to you or its equivalent. And as soon as you do that and start to love, then you will transmute that into something. That's particularly of value to you, Rob. You want to transmute. You must learn to love. Okay? Just use it. Try it. Try it. But we're not taught that. We're taught to do other things. And this whole idea of looking at the universe as abundant and prosperous, meaning if things are coming and going and things are coming and going, you may have $1 million today and it could be wiped out tomorrow. But if you have a consciousness of $1 million, it can never be lost. It must come back to you. I don't care what the stock market's saying, what the real estate market's saying, what anybody is saying. It is never lost in the mind of God. It must come back to you. So you just love that and know that. So you know that you were created in love, you were created by love, and you were created to love, to love yourself. And to use this flame meditation to grow and grow inside of you so that you learn to love everything. I'll use Andy here again as another example. When we were talking before class, he said that on the highway, and remember I always say if you want to find out how far you've come in consciousness, get behind the wheel of a car. And it will tell you very quickly how far you have advanced spiritually. Somebody did something and gave Andy the bird or whatever they call it. Was it a bird or flipping off or whatever. And it did not upset him. He did not go into a tirade or whatever he usually does. This is a sign of growth, people. You see, the ego wants to do something. He had enough love for himself that he doesn't face me. Does not face me. You see, when people do all that stuff, you must remember that you are not the target. You are never the target. Never take it personally. You see, you just keep on going with it. Because what other people think about you is none of your business. And people can think anything they want about you. It's what you think about yourself. So it boils down to what Eleanor Roosevelt said. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Don't consent to those things. And the world loves to tell you how bad you are, how wrong you are, and all that. Don't listen to the world. Listen to that little thing inside of you, that love that's inside of you. Build that love so that it forms, and it will, an absolute shield in front of you, so that the slings and arrows of life, or the nits and fleas of life that I call them, will not affect you. They'll be out there. So learn to love yourself. Learn to live from the center of your life. Yes, have all the trappings of life, but live from the center, not from the circumference of life. If you live from the circumference of life, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you will never find the peace, the joy, the happiness, and the love that you are looking for. That you are looking for. So sit every day and tell yourself how much you love yourself and how thankful you are that you are who you are. You see, that you are who you are. You're the only person like you. Never has been anyone like you before, and there'll never be anyone like you again. So that's a wonderful thing to know about yourself and to love yourself for that unique expression of this thing called God that you truly are. And let that love come out of you instead of trying to find pouring love into you. Let it flow out to you. Because it's that bubbling up and flowing over that is the greatest thing in the world. You say you want to do that. So you can open yourself to all of this. And the people who don't know how to do it, I will quickly give you another little example of how you can feel the love and so forth. Close your eyes just one moment, please. At the very top of your head, where your soft spot was when you were a child, visualize that soft spot. That soft spot is now starting to open, just like the iris of a camera, and it's opening and opening. As that opens, you start to feel, and with your inner sight, you start to see a white light coming down through the top of your head. And that white light is cosmic energy, is cosmic love. And it's filling you. And you can feel it filling you. And now as it's filling you, from the top of your head, right down past your eyes, your nose, your lips, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your chest and your arms, down to your hips. It's taking everything unlike itself with it. That means all the negativity in you, all those thoughts, all those aches and pains. It's now shoving them past your knees, down your thighs, into your ankles. Now into your feet. As it pushes the stuff into your feet, the most miraculous thing happens. Little trap doors on your toes open up. As those trap doors open up, that cosmic energy forces all that negativity right out of you. And there's a big puddle around your feet. And that puddle is all the things that were in you that were not love. And now, your toes, those little trap doors close, and you are now filled with cosmic energy, with cosmic love. And that is a healing energy. It is a healing force. You can come back when you're ready. So that's what love is, people. Love is an energy, love is a feeling, and love is always the answer to everything. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.